Hello, and welcome to the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I'm Carl from selfsufficienthub.com, and I'm here to talk about all things self-sufficiency, all things homesteading, and about how we can reduce the gap between our consumption and our production. Sustainability and food security matters.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 333 of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I hope you're all safe and well. How are you doing, everybody? I am so sorry that I disappeared off the radar and you were expecting, quite understandably, because I had promised you them, two podcasts already this week, Mondays and Wednesdays. Obviously, not here, but I am here. I'm here now. I'm here today. So I apologise for that. I genuinely do. If you've been listening to me for any length of time at all, you will know that I do take it quite seriously, my commitment to provide you with whatever I tell you I'm going to provide you. I really try my best. And I have been scuppered this week through several different things, which we're going to talk about today. This is going to be a mini oddments episode, just getting you caught up on the homestead, on where we are, on what's been happening, and, you know, a bit of looking back, bit of looking forward. So thank you all for joining me. And so I suppose I'll start by telling you why we have been delayed, why there was no episode on Monday or Wednesday. Well, we have had, first of all, no internet access at the house. The broadband was supposed to be going on at the weekend and it didn't happen for various reasons. They came and, well, they switched us on remotely, which is what happens these days. If any of you have not moved house recently, which I imagine is the vast majority of you, you may be unfamiliar with the system, but basically your broadband provider will send you a router in the post, or at least ours did, which arrives in advance of your switch on date. And then all that happens is that you get remotely switched on. Well, this happened to us and nada, nothing. And you can probably imagine the scenes of horror as I have three teenage children when I told them that the broadband isn't working and I don't know why. It looked like I'd promised them I was going to remove all of their appendages by the end of the week. That was the look that was on their faces. It was like some horrific piece of news had been delivered. But as it happens, we were without internet until today. So there was just an issue with our actual, the electrical supply to our box on the wall. And so an engineer had to come out and sort it out. And that took two visits, etc., etc. And I couldn't even record via our sort of data because someone also stole my phone. So amidst all of the stress and hassle of moving house, I also had my phone stolen. And, well, I say stolen, you can interpret it how you wish, but I know exactly where it was. And I went back to pick it up. It fell out of my pocket. I fell over outside. And I went back and retrieved everything else that had fallen out of my pocket. My phone was missing. And there was a shop right next door, which they could have returned it to and didn't. So there you go. There you go. So I had to spend another day sorting out a new mobile phone, etc., etc. It's just been a pretty horrific time insofar as technology and trying to record a podcast. It's just been impossible. But we're in our new homestead, and I have to say we are incredibly happy to be here. It's been quite stressful. The work isn't finished yet. We've done a fair amount on it. We've taken out a structural supporting wall. We've put some new flooring down. We've extended the kitchen. Since my last YouTube video, I've also built some shelves. I'm in the process, as we speak, as I record, I'm stopping halfway through constructing a new office. There's loads still to do. We've unpacked, I would say, probably 80% of what we've brought, but some things are having to wait because, like I say, I need to build the office before I can unpack the office stuff, the computers and laptops and printers and paperwork and all of those things. So we're still a little bit in chaos, but not nearly as much in chaos as we were at the weekend. So we're all in, we're all happy, we're all well. And I've gone and met with our previous landlady to hand over the keys and had a lovely, lovely conversation with her. She was incredibly grateful to us. She thanked us over and over again for being such good custodians of the property. These are her words. And she said, I can't believe what a beautiful state you've left it in. So that was a really, really, really nice thing to hear. And, you know, a chapter closes. And I said to her at the time, because, you know, we were just talking, we're good friends. And I said to her, we're leaving, but we're not leaving with any sadness. We're just leaving with gratitude. We're leaving with gratitude for the time that we had spent there. And it really has changed my entire family, but particularly me. It's changed the person I am. It's changed the direction that my life is going in and where I want it to go. And I'm doing things now that just fill me with joy that I didn't even know I wanted to do before we lived at that property. So, like I say, I'm incredibly grateful for that. If you're new to the channel, then obviously there's lots of back issues you can get yourself caught up on. But the long and the short of it is we have just moved from a beautiful country cottage with an 8-acre garden where we were able to keep lots of livestock to a much more standard urban homesteading environment. We've got a standard size garden and a standard size kitchen, or at least we did until I did some work and extended it into the dining room. And we're going to be onwards and upwards. We're going to be homesteading from here. The future is very, very fluid. So we are still, we're not actually actively doing this, but the plan is to still look for a field, find a field locally, and then we'll just see where we go. If in a year's time we found a field very, very local that I've been able to purchase, then this will probably be the end of our journey for a little while. There will not be any further chapters opening. That's what we'll do. We'll work on those and not look beyond that. If we can only find a field that we will rent, then we will continue looking for different options. And of course, everything will change. Our children are at the age now where they're all in secondary school. My eldest daughter will be going off to college next year. And, you know, as things like that change, it changes the options available to us. So who knows where we'll be in 2, 5, or 10 years. But for now, we're incredibly happy, incredibly grateful for the journey that we're on, and incredibly grateful for all the things that we've had the opportunity to play with and share with you guys. I've got loads and loads of admin type podcast stuff to do, but I've got to be honest, I'm just absolutely deluged with that kind of work and paperwork and stuff, having not been able to get any access to my emails and things for a few days due to not having internet or a phone. So we haven't been able to rig up my PCs because obviously haven't had the internet in the house and I haven't had a phone, so I couldn't even access them remotely. So I'm a bit behind. I definitely have some Patreon shout outs to do coming up in the next week. They will have to wait. So I do apologize if you are hoping to hear your name today. Please bear with me. I am coming. Everything is coming. And as of next week, if everything goes well, we'll be back to our regular schedule and more content-based content rather than just my ramblings about what's going on here. But what is going on here? Well, at the moment, we were hoping that this weekend would be the one that we got to go out in the garden, but I think we're having to push that back a whole week because there's still so much to finish off in the house. I've got some boxing in to do. I've got to fix the toilet, which is the flush is knackered. I've got to just change the internal parts of that. I've got to hang some curtains, do some painting, just lots of finishing off, hang some shelves, all those kinds of things. So this weekend, and I've still got to build my housing for our dogs, which is going under the stairs. So this weekend is going to be more sort of DIY stuff. And then hopefully we'll start looking at the garden in the week with a view to next weekend, really hitting it quite hard. And of course, if you want to see all these things visually, if you want to see me taking out our supporting wall, if you want to see me laying flooring, if you want to see me fitting our new kitchen, if you want to see me doing all the future things, then check out our YouTube channel, Self-Sufficient Hub on YouTube, where I do document all of these things in a slightly different manner. So it's not like there is quite a bit of overlap, but you're not wasting your time if you follow both, I assure you. The YouTube is a combination of sort of how-to videos and blogs. And you get also to see me handling things like my bees and anything else that we do like that. You can learn how to butcher chickens, all of those things on the YouTube channel. And then the podcast is more intimate, I suppose, and it's a bit more, we do a monthly episode, a monthly oddments episode, which is a kind of blog episode, if you like. And then other than that, it tends to be more feature based. So we'll be dealing with certain topics and doing slightly deeper dives on different topics. If you're new to the channel, that's what you can expect. Anyway, thanks ever so much for tuning in today, guys. Thanks ever so much for your support now and always. And I can't wait to get back to normal and be doing these a little bit more regularly and on a little bit more of a structured schedule and for things to settle down. And we're nearly there. We're nearly there. So thank you for your patience, and I'll speak to you guys really soon. Cheers.
This episode of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast was brought to you by our patrons. You guys are awesome. If you'd like to support the show, there's lots of ways you can do it. The easiest of which is just to like and review it wherever you get our podcasts. You can also tell somebody about it, whether that's on social media or just face to face with a friend who you think might benefit from it. But however you support our podcast, we really, really appreciate it. If you'd like to become a patron, please consider doing so by going to patreon.com/selfsufficienthub. However you support the podcast, it's listeners like you that make all of this possible. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I'll speak to you really soon.